Hey everyone, this is Logan from Logan's Lowdown, and I was really excited to talk to you guys today about the exchange. It's been a while, but I'm re-releasing the episodes once again for my greatest hits, and we will be uploading new interviews later this summer, so be on the lookout for those over the next couple of months. But for the next few weeks, we are going to be re-releasing the old episodes that I feel just are more impactful to me, and I'm really excited to be re-releasing them again. So this week is special as well. This week we have Jamie Teague. Jamie was originally a guest on episode number 28. This was originally released back in February of 2021, February 5th to be exact. And on this episode, I talked about Jamie, about getting your master's, the ending of Game of Thrones, F. Mary Kill with Atlanta Sports, collecting shoes, getting into the stock market, 2020 music, and more. Jamie is not only a good friend of mine, but he, at the time, was a gift and donor record coordinator at Kennesaw State University. Jamie and I have been friends for a few years now. We've been acquaintances ever since I moved to Georgia, but he's become more of a better friend as of the last couple years, and that is something I'm extremely thankful for. So yeah, give it up for Jamie. Hope you guys enjoy this re-release, and we'll be talking to you guys soon. Bye. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Exchange. A podcast where I exchange with people information, stories, knowledge, advice, all of the above. Welcome back. I think this is episode 3 of season 2. And we've got an amazing guest. But before we do, go follow The Exchange on Instagram. It's a really easy handle for you'll see. So full transparency, I changed the whatever I want information, obviously, over to The Exchange. It's the same podcast. And I changed the Instagram handle. Well, the Instagram handle now is Logan's Exchange, but if you read it aloud and if you spelled it out on paper, it reads as Logan's Sex Change. So I'm debating whether I should change it or I should just leave it, but as of right now, it's staying Logan's Sex Change. So just follow Logan's Sex Change on Instagram for the updates, and yeah. So the guest I'm exchanging with today is originally from Kennesaw, Georgia. Currently, he is the gift and donor record coordinator at Kennesaw State University. Some facts about him. He has around 40 pairs of shoes. He had his appendix taken out in middle school, and he has only been on a plane once, and it was to Israel. Please welcome Jamie Teague.
Yes. Hey, guys.
Wow.
Thanks, Logan. Thank you for having me.
Wow.
I'm super excited to do this.
Super excited.
And I think Logan's Sex Change, you should just keep that.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good handle to me.
Wow. So. Yeah. I think I might just keep that. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Yeah, man.
This is something I've wanted to do for a long time. Like,
awesome.
Full transparency. Like, the reason I have people on this podcast is either because they're famous, or not famous, but like, I've had some like internet personalities on here. Oh, okay. But a majority of the guests are either friends or family.
Yeah.
And the friends and family that I asked to be on here are people that I find interesting that I either want to know more about or don't know enough about or all the above or whatever. And you are that category.
Awesome.
Because you're always there when we hang out.
Yeah.
Like with Wolpe and Jordan and the crew. And like we exchange conversation while we're there, but like I don't know anything about you.
Yeah, we've never gotten to know each other well. No, super
exactly.
Well.
Exactly. So. Perfect. And now we have a way.
Awesome. And yeah, I've always wanted to you know, maybe ask you to be on one, but I know you have like, you got things lined up and blah, blah, blah. So I should have asked sooner, but
dude, you should just holler.
It happens.
Come on.
So.
Just come on. So I guess, I'll just ask you, do you remember how we met?
I want to try to say like, I know it's through Jordan
yeah.
because y'all worked at Kroger together. I just can't remember like the very first time I ever met yeah. you, but I'm guessing it was,
Whoopies maybe.
Yeah. Either when did you know him? Like what year of like college or did you know him before college?
I knew Jordan when I was in college. I think it was my freshman year of college. We were both at Kroger and he was still at KSU.
Gotcha. I think, and then after they lived in the dorms, you know, they lived in an apartment, so it might have been when they lived there.
Yes,
because I know I wasn't over at their dorm.
I didn't even know they lived in dorms.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So they
that was lived, like their first year. Yeah.
Oh, okay. They lived in the. Were they roommates?
Yep.
Oh wow.
Yeah. That's those dope. Those KSU dorms are nice. You know, yeah. The kitchen and laundry and all that.
Oh so, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that's where they were. And then they moved to, I think Shiloh. Whenever.
Yeah, that's where. That's there. The first place I've been.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's dope. Yeah, I think, you were just there, and I was just like, cool, this guy's got nice shoes.
yeah,
he's got style.
Yeah, probably weren't as nice as they are now, since back then I was, I didn't have as much, but, you know, or I have as many shoes.
And true. Stuff.
But
true.
I always try to have something nice on.
So it's important to stunt.
So, yeah, exactly. You got to stunt.
You got to stunt on them. Sure. So like I just said, you own like 40 pairs of shoes.
Yep.
Why?
I did a rough count. And that's what I came up with.
So. when did that start? Why shoes? Because my brother had the same addiction. Like,
really? And it is an addiction.
I went through a little bit of a bump because I remember a period of time every time we saw each other, we would talk about shoes. Yeah, you were getting
some nice stuff too.
Yeah, I was. And then like I was just like, oh, that's a lot of money. It's
slippery slope. Yeah.
it is a slippery slope. Yeah. So yeah, how'd that start for you?
So really like back... I would say around high school is when I was like really like got interested in them. And I was like, I would see all these kids with like, especially, you know, like basketball shoes, like, so see like basketball players with shoes and stuff, you know, Kobe's or like whatever the new shoe was. And back then, not that I like, you know, I didn't have, you know, my parents, not that they wouldn't like help me buy shoes, but they're not going to spend like $200 on a pair of shoes and be like,
whenever my brother asked for those for Christmas, like this year, my brother asked for, I have to show you the shoe. I don't know what the name is, but he asked them originally for Christmas. And my dad was like, first of all, they're insanely expensive and they're impossible to get. So like,
unless you come from, or like, I guess have that background or whatever, you're not going to really understand like why someone would want to spend that kind of money on shoes. So, that's totally understandable. But so basically in high school, you know, I didn't have the capital to buy the shoes I wanted and stuff. So, you know, and I would always get like one pair of basketball shoes a year, and that'd be like what I would wear for like basketball and stuff. And they were, you know, I would get like a good pair. It wasn't like I was deprived or anything.
Yeah.
But I didn't, you know, I just didn't have the money to drop that on myself or whatever. I didn't work in high school. I always try to find a job. Actually, I just couldn't find one.
Really?
And then even throughout college, you know, I worked part-time at the bookstore. You know that.
That's right.
I was there and I was making money, but I was also like living more on my own, kind of like I had a girlfriend. We were like, we'd go out, buy food, you know, whatever else. So like I didn't have a lot of reserve funds, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I really didn't start buying and like getting into shoes like that until probably about 2 years ago when I got a full-time job and just had more money to spend on it and kind of kept up with releases and stuff like that. So I'd always like, you know, had an eye for them, wanted them type thing. And then didn't really, you know, start buying them until about 2 years ago. And that's when I started kind of collecting and getting more and stuff like that.
Do you like, my uncle, I think, I hope if he listens to this, he's going to text me and correct me, but my uncle has collected Jordans his entire life.
That's awesome.
He's got an entire room in his house that's just like, almost like a storage room, but it's just shelves and shelves of just unworn, like,
wow,
don't even wear them. Unworn Jordans. I'm gonna have to get him to send me a picture.
Yeah, that's a gold mine of them. That's,
yeah, like, and awesome. I think he valued his collection somewhere over like $1.5 million.
Oh my
gosh, he's got like all of them.
That's
like,
insanity.
I think
that's
he's
awesome.
Stopped in recent years just because I think, well, both of his kids are now about to be in college. My cousin, so like, you know, college is expensive.
Might have sell like one pair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sell a pair here and there, but he's collected shoes forever. And when I found out that you did the same, I was like, oh, these two would like,
yeah,
just have
awesome.
Meet and have a conversation just about shoes and basketball. He's a huge basketball guy too. But unfortunately he supports where we're from and that's Illinois and University of Illinois basketball. Are they doing all right this year?
They're like decent usually. And I think they're actually doing really good this year, but I may be wrong. I haven't,
I think they are actually, because I think I made fun of my dad because my dad, you know, we're all from Illinois originally. I was born there. And, like, we support the University of Illinois. My dad went there for, like, a year. My uncle did graduate from there. That's awesome. So, like, they're all supporting Illinois. And for the past, like, forever, Illinois just sucks with sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the Cubs won the World Series a few years ago, and that was kind of a little win. Oh, yeah,
they did. That's better than Atlanta, you know? They haven't got anything in a while.
They got close this year.
Yeah.
They got really close.
Yeah, the Braves looked awesome this year. They're probably going to be, like, you know, cross my fingers or...
I think
maybe, not jinx myself, but probably the next team to win a championship from Atlanta.
I like to think so. I think besides, if you want to just say professional sports, besides the Bulldogs, the Braves are probably the best thing Georgia's got, right? Or maybe Atlanta United.
Yeah, I mean, I don't watch a ton of soccer. They actually won a championship, so like props to them. You know, we were hoping that would break the curse for Atlanta.
Yeah, but they did win a championship for soccer, didn't they?
Yeah, they won the national championship. I don't know what they call it.
I think it was their first year. I think they won.
It was either their first or second year if they started. So that's kind of unheard of for, you know, professional sport franchises, or that's extremely good. But Falcons, you know, they're not looking great. But Hawks actually look really good this year.
That's they just what beat Jordan the Nets was telling me the other day.
They're 4-1.
The Hawks are?
Yeah, only lost to Brooklyn. And, you know, they have Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. And we beat them, so like 1-1. Yeah. So we split the series.
Me and Jordan were talking the other night. We got to go to a Hawks game.
I would love
I've never
to.
Been to a Hawks game.
Oh, man. Yeah, for sure. Especially since they renovated everything. It's awesome.
With the new, what do they call it now? It's not the State Farm Arena. Or it is the State Farm. It's usually Phillips. Yeah, yeah. I have only been to Phillips Arena once, and it was only to see Jim Gaffigan live stand-up.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. How was that?
It was awesome.
Yeah, hilarious.
He's hilarious. Yeah, I haven't ever been to a Hawks game. I used to go to basketball games a lot when I lived in Oklahoma City because I used to go see Thunder games all the time.
I feel like I've heard you say that before. That's awesome.
And that was back in the day when Durant, Westbrook, James Harden, and I guess if you want to put a third or a fourth one in there, Serge Ibaka. Those four were together and it was just a powerhouse.
What was the atmosphere like there? It always looked insane.
It was, well, because, you know, Oklahoma doesn't have professional sports.
And that was like their
first. That was their only sport. Like they had OU and OSU for football, but like. They didn't have anything. So the energy in that arena was just...
People were giving it their all.
It's almost like it was like unearthly, like the amount of energy that people in Oklahoma put into those basketball games.
That's awesome.
Because it's all they had.
Yeah.
And they were good. They were actually really
good. Yeah, they were really
good. Stadium wasn't a kind of a sketchy area in downtown OKC.
Okay.
It's kind of dangerous. They tell you to like go in pairs.
Yeah, gotcha.
But I'd love to go to a Hawks game. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Definitely, man. We got to. I know Wolpe gets tickets through his work. So, I mean, he's taking me to like the, and I've never experienced a game like that, but where you get the food and like you're in.
Oh, one of those fancy ones, man, where you get the box seat almost and they give you just unlimited shit.
Yeah, it was like, I forget. I think they called it a cabana seat or something. Like, I don't know. It's like almost like you're on a little like sectioned off balcony type thing, but. You know, beer, food, and all that. And I was like, this is the way to
experience
a
game.
Yeah, but we all definitely should try to go.
Like, yeah, I'm down.
Just as a group or something.
I'd love to go.
So, and they're good this year. So
yes, so that'd be a little more incentive to go.
I don't know what kind of capacity stuff they're doing, though. I know football is, you know, like 25% for a lot of teams.
That's a good point.
I don't know what the Hawks are doing. I can
Look that hopefully up. We'll get lucky and be able to go as a squad or something. Yeah. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Back to shoes. You don't only do Jordans, though.
Nope.
Like, you do absolutely anything?
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of restricted myself to, like, I guess Adidas and Nike. But if I saw another pair or, like, brand I liked, I would get it. I've always wanted to get a pair of, like, New Balance and Pumas. I just haven't, like... on the ones I guess I want yet. But yeah, usually Nike and Adidas. I kind of am like a hypebeast a little bit. Like the shoes that are like really hyped up are the ones I'll go for. You know, just because usually they are the coolest, but you know, they also have that value attached to them. But I'd say I have mostly Nikes and then, you know, several pairs of Jordans and a few pair of Adidas. Like I have a pair of Yeezys and actually I have two pairs of Yeezys. I haven't worn one the 500s, but But yeah, I'll go after anything that's cool. So,
when you're buying the shoes, you and my brother also are kind of similar in this. So, like you said, you haven't worn the 500s.
Yeah,
is there a reason why? Are you gonna try to flip them, or when you buy them, are you like, I'm gonna keep these forever type thing?
Kind of, and I guess maybe this is kind of like your uncle too. Is like, there's somewhere it's just like, you know, as soon as you wear it, it's like opening like a like a video game or something, I guess, like that. Like if you had an old like Pokemon game, you know, those are that are unopened, they're like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, like if you had a Nintendo 64 game that was like still sealed in the packaging, like people are paying that top dollar for that.
So like once you wear them once, it's like you can't sell them as new anymore. I mean, I guess you could if you wore them for like a, you know, and they didn't get messed up or something. But anyways, yeah, so that's one reason and it is a big money, like it costs a lot of money. Like obviously the each pair of shoes, you know, most, I'd say the average shoe price for, you know, the ones I get are like $200. Cause that's how usually Jordan's like 190, 220, depending on the number. But, I just lost my train of thought, but yeah. So like some of them, I'm like, I might sell these later down the road. Like, mm-hmm. I guess like, and I try not to be like, I don't try to like flip a ton of shoes, I guess. Cause I don't want to take them away from someone that would buy them and wear them. But, yeah. But there are some pairs I've got that are like, you know, like that cost around 200. Like I got the Off-White Jordan 5s. Those, I think they cost me 250 and they're selling for around like 800. And I'm mm-hmm. just like, I'm just not comfortable wearing these yet. I could, you know, like make, you know, almost $1,000 if I hold on to them, and maybe down the road I'll need that money type thing. So mm-hmm. I guess it's that. And then there's some that I'm just like, as soon as I get them, I'm like, I have to wear these just because I've been like waiting and whatever. So I don't know. I don't know how I decide. I guess it's just maybe the value or the hype or how my interest in them is. So
how do you decide whether to wear them or not? Are you just like, fuck it, let's tear it out of the box and let's go?
That's the weirdest thing. Like there's some that like I'll hold for months and then I'm like, all right, time to wear these and like, you know, wear them for the first time. And there's some like the day I get them, I put them on. So I don't know. I guess maybe if it's like, oh, like I just am looking for something new to wear today or like something like that. But I think a lot of it does have to do with the resale value. Cause I am scared to like wear shoes that I know, you know, will go down a lot, and I can't really sell them anymore once I wear them type thing. So, or could sell them, but just not for as much money.
Yeah. Cool. So we mentioned a little bit about sports. You're a big Atlanta sports fanatic.
Yes.
You support them no matter what.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why?
good question. Great question.
Every single Sunday when I see Jordan on the couch and he's screaming at the TV, I almost want to look up and be like, do this to yourself, man.
You do this to yourself. We were talking about this a little bit yesterday, actually, like, because we were watching the Georgia game, man. I don't know if you saw that game, but it was crazy.
I saw the highlights. It was absolutely insane.
It was basically like we were losing all the time. It didn't look very good. And then, you know, came back and won. And I was just telling him how, like, you know, the worst part for me is, like, during games, I'm just, like, I just have this feeling of, like, anxiety and stress. Mm-hmm. And it's, like.
Him, too.
Yeah, and it's, like, I don't get, like, that angry. And even after the game, I'm kind of, like, whatever, like, it happened. But, like, during the game, because I don't know how it's going to, like, end.
You're, like stress of your life.
But as far as like why I'm an Atlanta sports fan still, I mean, one, I'm from here, so that's who I'm gonna support. Otherwise I'd be picking a random team, you know, and be bandwagoning, which, you know,
sorry to cut you off, but if you were a fan of any other city, what would you pick?
Like if I could just pick one,
right, just pick it, screw Atlanta, it doesn't exist, what would your secondary sports team be or city?
That's a good question, because I'm like, do I want to pick like just a really good sports city, or do I want to?
Do you want to mix and match the different teams?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to pick like Boston or anything like that because they always win. maybe like LA, like the Dodgers, they just won it, but they're historically kind of like they fold and stuff. So mm-hmm. I don't know why I would go to another or pick another city that has the same kind of pain that Atlanta inflicts on me. But I just don't like. There's so many like franchises I hate and stuff because they're always so winning. So. But I guess LA wins in like everything else besides baseball. I'll say Milwaukee. Just Ooh. Like something kind of small town.
That's a cool answer.
I think they got the Brewers and they got the Bucks. So we'll go with them. I like Giannis.
How do you feel about I don't know where that question was going, so I'm just gonna say screw it. Let's play Fuck, Marry, Kill with Atlanta's sports teams.
Okay.
The Braves, the Hawks. And the Falcons. One of them's got to go.
Braves, Hawks, Falcons. I'm going to... just based on, like... Oh, man. It's so hard because the Falcons suck right now, so I want to kill them. But, like, I also like football as, like, the favorite thing to watch. And then,
sure.
But, I mean, I can't kill the Hawks or Braves because they're so good. So, I'm going to say fuck the Hawks because they're, like, hot right now, you know? I'll marry the Braves because they've been pretty consistently good the past several years. And then, sorry, Falcons.
Killing the Falcons.
Yeah, like, just, it's going to be a while, I think, before we're back to, like, where we need to be to compete. So, unless we just get a coach that miraculously brings us out of the dumps. But, I'm going to have to kill them. So, sorry, RIP.
Oh, shit.
It hurt me to say that, too. Like, you know. Like,
what? It kills you to say that?
Yeah, like, because I, you know, like, I won't get into it, but, you know, we almost won the Super Bowl and all that. So it's just like.
Is it still strike a chord with you?
Yeah.
The 28-3?
Yeah.
Does that kill you?
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's just, you know, it's just, it is what it is, but it's like, wow, can't get much worse than that. So, but, you know.
Look at you in your robe. Shouts to Jordan, roommate Jordan with his robe.
Friend Jordan for me.
Friend Jordan for you. You guys didn't ever live together, right? You lived with Tyler, right?
Yeah, we never lived together. And I only was living out, you know, in an apartment for 1 year. So, and it was, yeah, Tyler and Andrew.
Tyler and Andrew, that's right. You had the room off to the back, and then down the hallway was Wolpe's, and Tyler's was like off to the right or the left or something
like that.
Yeah,
it was like when you walk in, mine was to the left.
Yeah.
Like the master, and then theirs was down the hallway, and it was like Wolpe and then Tyler to the left.
That's right.
I love that that place. I mean, it was nice. I had the master bedroom, so like the apartment was dope. But,
yeah, that was a nice apartment.
It was fun.
That was right around the corner in Kennesaw, wasn't it? Like off of Barrett somewhere?
Yeah, it was right behind Costco and all that. It's actually where never mind.
Is that Andrew, where they live
Andrew
now?
Moved. I was gonna say he moved to like the place right down the street, the hills or something like
that. Oh, I don't know if I've been to that apartment yet. Yeah.
Really? I feel like you've been there.
Have I?
Man, he's been there like literally like 3 years now.
Oh, then I've probably been there. Yeah. I've probably been there. It's just been a minute.
Yeah.
So we're talking sports. I've played basketball with you a few times.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for a few times. Not sure what's more obvious is that I suck at basketball or that you shouldn't be messed with on the court because you're not bad yourself.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It goes hand in hand with you being the basketball shoe guy.
Yeah.
But also being actually pretty decent at basketball.
Yeah. I feel like if you collect shoes like that, you gotta have at least some kind of skill on the court. I appreciate that though. I actually do kind of take pride, and it's something I haven't played in like several months. We got into it before pandemic, and then we were still trying to play, but they started closing all the parks down and all that. And I've just been lazy since. But yeah, that's something I do kind of pride myself in a little bit. Is just being able to like, I'm not good. Yeah, I can hold my own.
You're not like me that gets out there and you throw the ball to me, and I'm like, what do I do with it?
But you know, props to you for playing. That's the main thing. So
half the time, Jordan just drags me along. He's like, get off your ass and come play basketball. I'm like, you're right. I should probably do something. Yeah. And then I get there, and 5 minutes later, I regret it because I just suck.
Everyone starts somewhere.
And I have an asthma attack in the middle of the game, and I'm just like wheezing off to the sidelines. Yeah.
See, that's me now because I'm in no type of good shape. And so, like, I'll play one game, and I'm like,
you put on the quarantine 15?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll round down, you know.
Yeah.
But it, yeah, it's just, there hasn't been ton to do. And then whenever it's the winter, I feel like I get lazy anyways. Cause
yeah, I always get
like, I don't want to get outside and
it's colder,
do physical activity in the cold.
So. Nah, hell no. Cause then you like cross that line where you're like sweating, but it's still cold and it kind of hurts.
And then your lungs hurt. Like when you're,
it's horrible.
It's miserable.
That ain't it. Tell me, I've always wondered this. And this question occurred to me this morning when I was getting ready. Where the hell does the nickname Himes come from? Because for a long time, I thought that was your last name. Your name was Jamie Himes in my phone.
That'd be cool.
It was, and then I saw on Facebook and I was like, wait, is Himes his middle name? Like, what the hell is this? Where does that come from?
So it's actually pretty simple. It's the, you know, Spanish for Jamie is Jaime.
Really?
So it's kind of like a condensed version of that with the S on the end. So really? Himes. I want to say Rock, my buddy Rock.
Yeah.
The first one to call me that. And he'll always like just say it in a funny way. He'll be like, Himes. Like, yeah. And so it just kind of stuck.
Yeah. We've played Xbox or Fortnite or something together and we'd just be like, Himes.
Yeah. So everyone does that now.
And I always just went along with it because I thought it was like your last name. Like, I thought it was your name. Yeah, so I just said it.
Yeah. But I like it. It's kind of stuck. And, it's funny sometimes I realize even when I'm talking like, you know, to a lot of close friends and stuff, like that's just like how they address me like in like regular conversation. Kind of like Wolpe, you know, I always say his last name. So
yeah, that's true. That's cool. I don't think I ever call Andrew by his first name.
Unless I'm talking like about him to someone else. Yeah. Like not in like a bad way, obviously, but like, hey, this is my friend Andrew type thing, you know.
So. I almost like if I'm talking like you or Cody or even somebody that like knows you guys but like isn't like super good friends with you, I might just be like, you know, Wolpe?
Yeah, Andrew? Yeah.
Like, absolutely. Almost like saying it backwards, but...
Wolpe. Yeah.
Wolpes. So. Oh, man. That's good. Now that I know that, I thought that it had something to do with, like, your actual, like, birth name or something.
No.
Now I feel like an idiot. It was literally your last name in my phone for, like, 2 years.
It's close, though. It's basically my first name. Just, you know, changed up for Spanish, so...
Essentially.
Yeah.
So I was told to talk to you about stocks. Are you a stocks guy?
Who told you that?
Probably Jordan.
Okay. So I recently got into stocks this year.
Same here.
You know, when the pandemic, I've always wanted to, like, I just, you know, I've been like, I don't know what to buy. Like
I don't even know what to do. Yeah. Like,
yeah. I'm a finance major, but that didn't really help me with investing and stuff. So
I'm a computer science major in it and I'm still a shitty coder.
Yeah,
so
yeah, exactly. But you know, when the pandemic hit and like the market basically, I don't like, know if I'd call it a crash or like a dip, like a huge dip.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Every stock you look at, if you're going to buy, you just see like going well, going, and then the plummet.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I did. I just used the Cash App thing. You know, I had, you know, like whenever I get money on there, I'll just put it in stocks. And I started just putting money on there to put in stocks, but you can, you know, it's a very simplified view. Like I have Robinhood too, but, Cash App's very like simplified, which I like, cause I'm not, you know, I'm a novice at it, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not
same advanced. Here. Yeah.
But, you know, I would just look and see like, okay, yeah, this is their lowest point in like 3 years or something. Like just look at, and I was like, all right, I'll buy it. So I just bought a bunch that, were at like historical lows, I guess. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I think I got in at a good time. I made decent money. I'm not like,
did you sell like when things kind of like came back up? Or
I haven't sold everything. I plan to keep that for at least 5 years, maybe,
yeah,
or so, unless I definitely need money for something. Yeah. But I remember hearing from like a finance teacher that I really liked that never put money in stocks that you're
okay not willing to lose.
Yeah, for 5 to 7 years, because exactly. even if you dip a lot, you know, or if it dips, if you keep it in there, like I think he said, like the average, you know, how long it takes for a stock to come back from a fall, like is an average of like 5 to 7 years type mm-hmm. thing. So like, you know, you don't lose until you sell, and you don't make money, of course, until you sell. So it's one of those things I just try to like, I see stuff go down and I'm like, all right, I'll just wait. Like if mm-hmm. I wait, you know, if I wait 5 years, like, is it going to still be that low? And there's always a risk, of course, of like losing a lot, you know, it could go to zero or whatever. If
my dad did something pretty admirable this Christmas. Instead of like just giving us like bunch of money or something, yeah, like he sat like me and my brother and sister down and kind of like, and I knew it because I talked to him about it earlier in the year, but like my brother and sister don't know a thing about investing or any of that stuff, and I still really don't.
Yeah.
I still don't really get it, but he sat us down and he was like, I'm gonna give you guys some money and you're gonna invest it, like you're not gonna spend, put it in your bank account. I mean, for all I know, you just withdraw it and put it in your bank account, but you're gonna have this lesson of investing. And so we sat there for like an hour and a half just talking about, like, he was just teaching you, like, you know, you can see where that's it was cool 5 years ago, or you can see where it might be in 2 years or something. Like, it was this full-blown thing, and I only bought stock that I did some research. Obviously, that's really important, people. Yeah. Don't just listen to two guys about like, yeah, you should go buy some stocks. Some research. I only bought stuff that like is historically like good. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like some companies are like a safe bet, like for instance, I don't know if people are like when I was younger, I would like ask people like what stocks they own, and my dad would be like, don't ask people what stocks they own unless they're talking about it. Mm-hmm. Cause is it like a personal maybe thing?
Yeah, I think it is more, I think kind of
shows where people put their money type thing.
Yeah. And like maybe what they believe, like, I mean, they're all public companies, but like sometimes they're,
yeah, some people are like, ways, I guess, some people are like, well, I don't want my kids to know I'm investing like $3,000 in CBD or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Especially nowadays.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think our generation is just more open about talking about.
So I'll be transparent. I bought a bunch of like Coca-Cola because like historically Coke like doesn't drop.
Yeah.
Cause it's Coke.
I've always thought that like, eventually, you know, well, Coke one, they're really good at adapting, but I always thought like eventually there'd be a big like health wave, I guess. Mm-hmm. And like,
oh, and like soda would kind of plummet, and like stuff like sparkling water or something would shoot
and
up.
Like maybe fast food would go down and stuff, but regardless, I think Coke's a good investment because they just keep coming up with like new ways, and then they also have other stuff besides soda, obviously, and they're so established and they're everywhere in the world, so I think that was a good choice.
And I got it at a good price too. Same thing with a bunch of my friends. We have like a group chat with like some of like the like Pearson and like some of the people that we used to like do podcasts with and stuff.
Yeah.
And all they do is like talk about sports and stocks. And I try to chime in whenever stocks are talked about, but like they like day trade almost. Like they're turning it around like in like a week's time.
That's a big thing right now too. A lot of people are doing that.
Exactly.
That's cool. I would love to learn how to do that. I know it takes a lot of attention and like, you know, patience and like dealing with losses and stuff too. I guess it's kind of like a learning curve, it seems like. Everyone's gonna lose like some when you're doing that.
My dad told us the exact same thing, like before we started, he's like, do not put anything into the stock market that you are not willing that tomorrow to wake up and see like, oh shit, something happened overnight and now I lost everything. Because That's what happened with the Great Depression, right? Like,
pretty much, yeah.
Stock market crashed and nobody had any money, basically, essentially.
Yeah, I think a bunch of companies went bankrupt. So when that happens, it's kind of like your SOL. Like, it hits zero and it's not like they owe you that money anymore because they're bankrupt type thing. So,
yeah.
I was actually watching Peaky Blinders. I don't know if you've
seen that. I've never
seen that.
Is it
good? It's a good show. It's an awesome show. I just watched all five seasons. I'm caught up. But they had that, you know, I think it was like 1929 October or something.
Yeah.
Or whatever, and it was like, they're in London, but like the New York Stock Exchange obviously is affecting the entire world.
Yeah, of
course. And it crashes and everyone's going crazy. So
yeah, that's so weird.
Very interesting stuff. I was going to say, though, I actually was talking to my dad, too, kind of about stocks and, you know, whatnot. But I've never really seen his portfolio before, and I saw like his, not like the dollar amounts, but like what stocks he owns and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's something similar ones to me. Like, kind of like you said, I just did a lot of big name companies, ones mm-hmm. I've heard of. And then Andrew would actually tell me like certain companies.
We all have that one friend that just knows what to do.
He does a lot of research.
Yeah, that's Pearson
for
me.
He's made some good calls on stuff. So
yeah,
I'm glad I listened to him.
I think my dad made some pretty good money. Same thing with you. He bought stuff at like an all-time low. And then when it shot back up, like, I don't want to say after the pandemic, but like after like the initial scare was over or whatever, he like turned it around and made like really good money off of like Snapchat. Because Snapchat like
good. That's one
Snap
I have too. Yeah.
Really? Okay. I went and bought an airline because...
I bought Boeing, I think.
Yeah. Someone was like, buy an airline when it's like really cheap because when people are traveling again, it'll just go back up.
Yeah. I mean, and that's another like kind of long play, but like it's definitely... Like, I bought some cruise ones too because I just feel like that in due time will go back up.
So. Have you ever been on a cruise?
I've been on two, yeah. Actually,
I've never been.
Dude.
I want to so bad.
That's something we could all do too.
That would like be a lot of fun.
People. And I think they're really discounted right now if you buy them kind of in the future. But they're fun. Like, have you ever been to a resort?
I've never left the United States.
Okay.
I'll say that. So, I mean, I've been to like Orlando resorts and shit.
Well, if you've ever been to like an all-inclusive resort, where it's like, it's kind of like that, but on a boat. And I've never actually been to a resort. That's just what people that have been to resorts tell me. But, you know, it's just like food. Everything's like already paid for. So you just get as
you're
much
just like
whatever
balling out the whole time.
Some people don't like being on a boat, but like, you know, it makes docks in different countries and stuff. I've always enjoyed it. I wouldn't want to go on one that's like, you know, like 2 month cruise or something.
Yeah. Do
but
you
like
need a passport to go on a cruise?
I believe you do.
Yes. Okay.
If you're going, you know, out of the country, which most of them do. I think, you know, some that just go to like, Bahamas is out of the country, I guess.
So. Yeah, like Aruba and like shit like that where they dock in like the
I think you do.
Really nice Bahama islands and shit.
I was going to say maybe you only need if you get off, but I think they check your passport when you get on. And I remember when I was in like sixth or seventh grade when we went on our first cruise, I had to get a passport back then.
So. I just got my first passport photo taken like 2 days ago.
Nice, dude. Where are you planning to go?
I don't know. Okay. My parents were just like, you guys need to go and get your passport thing.
It's a good thing to have. Okay. So, yeah.
Take us on a cruise. We never went on a cruise growing up because my mom gets like really bad like motion sickness, like vertigo and shit, like where she like, she'll just find herself just sitting like we are and all of a sudden like her mind will just like boom, like kind of like do a thing. And I've kind of experienced it a couple times in the past like 2 months where like I'll be sitting at a stoplight and all of a sudden like I'll blink and I'll open my eyes and it literally looks like, this is a lame comparison and a nerdy comparison. You know, like when you get like, when you're holding your breath in Call of Duty with the sniper and you let go and the sniper kind of goes
all, okay.
It kind of looks like that and it's scary.
That's a good example.
You can picture it. Everyone can picture that.
So vertigo is basically like a loss of balance, right?
I think so.
So yeah, that's scary stuff.
There was a period of time where she was sick for like 2 months. She was like just in bed all the time because she was afraid to like get up and walk around because she was afraid she would lose her balance.
Vertigo, like it, I guess comes in waves type thing. Yeah. Or like is worse at certain times. So I will say cruises, you don't feel the ship like ever. You'll feel like I felt it like once the whole trip.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I was about. It's such a big mass of just solid structure. Like, you're not going to know you're on a boat until you like look out your window and just see water and you're like, oh shit, I'm on a boat.
But some people that might like be like, oh shit.
Yeah, it might be the other world. She can't even like ride in the back seat of a car. She has to be in the front seat because if she can't see where the car is going, she gets like motion sickness.
Wow, okay.
So when we go to like amusement parks and stuff, she just sits it out because it's so dark and the rides, like when they're indoor, she can't ride them.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
It's not fun for her.
Dude, because if I ever hit that level, I'm going to be pissed off.
So when you ride roller coasters and stuff, it's just all good times for you?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Right now, at least. I haven't been on a roller coaster in a minute.
Yeah, I haven't either, now that you say that.
Are you a roller coaster guy?
Yeah. When I was growing up, I was actually, like, not terrified of them, but, like, I feel like there's this level. It was like, you can do, like, there's regular roller coasters, and then you have the loops, like, the ones with the loops that go upside down, and that's, like, you know, that's like when you're like,
that's when you're like, I'm ready to level up.
Yeah. So like I would do all the ones with that. And then like, you know, my friends would do ones with a loop and I'm like, oh, I'm not there yet. Like, yeah. And then, I did the mind bender at Six Flags. That was my first one with the loop I did.
Yeah. That's a mind bender.
I remember it's very like detailed. This is a big milestone in my life. The first loop roller coaster. So, but yeah, after that, I loved them, you know, like Batman, Superman, those are all super dope. But I feel like now, because it's been so long, I might go and be like, am I still up to this?
Yeah, I know, right? I still handle this? I was supposed to go to Disney World in March for the Binge Boys that, and stuff, man. But
yeah, I was listening to that the podcast
week,
you were talking about.
Yeah,
that.
The week before we were supposed to go, they shut it down for Corona, which sucks.
Yeah, so y'all didn't even have an option. Like, you couldn't even go with masks.
We couldn't even go with a mask at that time. And, like, we could go now, but... Like, the way that you have to do it now is you have to, like, reserve your, like, weekend or whatever. Like, you have to do this weird, like, online registration and say, like, okay, because they keep the parks, I think, at 50% capacity right now.
Which the lines would be awesome.
One of my buddies just went, and he said that their lines were, like, 20 minutes apiece. Wow. And they just rode all day.
Yeah, that's the thing about Disney is, like, you have, like, those best roller coasters for, like, 2 hours. Like,
yeah, it's crazy. Like, shit, you might as well get there at 4 a.m. if you want to ride everything by the time you leave.
That's awesome.
I want to go so bad.
I haven't been since, like, middle school. Have you been before or no?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've been. My family used to go a lot growing up.
Cool.
That'd be another fun thing to do as a squad.
Yeah.
That's also the best thing about becoming an adult is, like, wow, all this stuff that we used to do with our parents, we could now have even more fun without parents.
And they have, you know, they have all the drinks there and stuff.
Yeah, like, they start serving alcohol in the parks now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. So it is kind of a couple of them.
Okay. Also, I'll see, like, the Harry Potter people.
Yeah.
Get all those, like, beer drinks.
Yeah.
The butter beers or whatever.
Yeah, the butter beers, yeah.
I'm like, that looks good. I want to try
that. I want to go.
Yeah.
But, unfortunately, it's just... I don't know if it's going to happen for a while.
Yeah, not for a while.
That sucks.
You know,
how did you take the whole pandemic thing?
So
everybody has a different attitude about it.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of, I've been like back and forth. Like when it first started, I was kind of like, wow, like this is like some like, you know, like movie shit. Like something that you just, we've all kind of, especially like where we live and, you know, at least most people I know everyone has different struggles, but we've kind of lived in just like a very protected like life of, or like, I don't know, just like something like that.
We
kind of
just live our life like very willy nilly, like carefree and just like, oh, everything will be okay. Yeah. And then one day they say like, stay in your homes. Exactly. It's not okay.
Yeah. And especially even just like modern society in general, you know, like we haven't had to deal with a pandemic in, you know, since we were like, I guess since modern medicine, I don't know, like maybe like 50, 100 years ago, whenever the last one was. But when it started, I was kind of like, reality kind of set in, I guess. I was like, holy shit, like, this is kind of scary. Like, just because I didn't know, like, it was, like, a lot of mystery, like,
we didn't know a lot about it.
But also, no one was taking it too seriously, so, like, I was still going, I wasn't, like, going out to, like, bars and stuff. I think I may have gone to, like, Woodstock once and, like, gone to a couple bars, maybe, but, you know, I would still go out to eat. I would still, like, we'd go play basketball until, like, they close the parks, still go out and see people. And wasn't really, like, super, like, you know, like, putting my mask on everywhere. I wasn't really, I just wasn't, like, you know, no one else was doing it as much, I guess. So I was kind of, like, whatever. But,
it was almost overnight with the whole mask thing, too. Yeah. Like, one day you go to bed and it's willy-nilly. And the next day it says, like, oh, all of a sudden, like, we all have to just wear these masks everywhere.
Yeah. So I don't know. I was kind of scared mainly just for, like, because I wasn't too scared of me getting it, but maybe giving it to my parents or someone else, like, in my family, or just anyone, like, elderly that couldn't handle it or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, maybe if, you know, several months ago, I think a lot of people started taking it more seriously. And so since then, I've been kind of, you know, just trying to do my part, I guess, you know, wear a mask, whatever. But, like, you know, I still, like, hang out with a group of people and, you know, just, we just all don't do anything. Like, you know, we all just see each other type thing. Yeah. So.
I'm not going and doing anything like extraneous or anything.
Yeah, exactly. So, and my main thing is like, you know, cause I'm not like judging people too hard for if they are going out and doing anything, but like, cause since I live at home, I'm just like, I don't want to take that
back
too many
risks
and stuff. Like I would feel terrible if they got in, had a bad time with it or something. And I have heard a few, you know, a few cases of people getting it like a little bit closer to home for me, like, you know, like friends or like people at work that their families have gotten it. And like one person who, you know, friends, I don't want to get, or whoever it is, but
no,
like they're,
yeah,
they're like uncle, you know, and
yeah, my
like
whole
really
family got
case,
it.
So like that part's kind of scary. I guess your family's okay, right?
My parents, my siblings both got it. My mom had it and she had it pretty rough. She was sick for probably 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But she just like felt weak, like more than anything. She just felt like she couldn't move. Yeah. She lost her sense of taste for a long time, probably 2 months.
That's what I've heard is the main thing.
My dad got it. Well, you have to give this distinction now. He got tested positive, but he felt no symptoms. Mm. He just had a bad headache for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And it's weird that like some people can have it to the fullest extremist ways, but then some people can have it. Like then my brother got it, no symptoms, but my sister got it and like she ran a fever.
Yeah.
Catherine got it a couple weeks ago and she was sick for like a week. But that when I got into, I got tested twice, I think. Nothing.
You never got
I
it?
Never felt anything. And the weekend...
That's not funny. You just like miss it from everyone.
So, yeah, she started experiencing symptoms on like Monday. And like I was with her Sunday, Saturday, Friday, and Thursday. Like I was with her before 4 days before she started feeling symptoms. So I probably should have started feeling something.
Because I think they and this all this stuff changes. But I think it's like 40 hours before you start showing symptoms you're contagious. Mm-hmm. Or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and since then I've been cool. Yeah. I mean, knock on wood, my family got it, my girlfriend got it, even some of my friends got it, and I still haven't gotten it.
That's good.
Which is tight.
I had, I think one friend get it, someone from work got it, and they were all okay. It's just my, the person I know whose uncle got it is like a really bad case. Like, my
is that, Madison?
Yeah.
Should we air that out?
Yeah. she posted it on Facebook.
Yeah,
that should be okay.
I've seen her posts. He's not doing so hot.
Yeah,
is he?
Like he I think we'll need a lung transplant is like what the next step is. Yeah. So
it's horrible.
I mean, I know he's like at least stable, I guess, right now or whatever. Yeah. So
I don't want to
sit and thoughts with her.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to sit here and say like it's hard to take it seriously, but like at one time I was the asshole, like when it first started, like early March, I was like, this shit's not real.
Yeah, I think like, a lot of people.
I was like, it's like the flu. They just don't have a shot for it. That's the reason people are panicking. There's just not a vaccine for it. Once a vaccine comes out, then we'll be good. 9 months later, we're still in it. And they're just now starting to talk about people getting the vaccine. And I know a few people that have gotten the vaccine.
My cousin got the first shot of two. So he works in a hospital. He's a radiologist tech. And so, yeah, he got the first one. I know a lot of people are saying like, oh, I'm not gonna get the vaccine, blah, blah, blah. I would like to like learn more about it before I get it. And like, I wish there was more long-term like results and stuff. But like the thing is, if you don't, I mean, I don't know. It's like, there's not gonna be long-term results for long term.
Yeah, for a long time, yeah.
I don't know. I think if it came down to it, I would get it. I just don't know, you know, I wish I knew more about it, but.
So if a dude walked in that door right now and was like, I've got the COVID vaccine, do you want it right now? You tell him no?
No, absolutely not. Yeah. But if, I don't know. I guess I just want to wait and see more. Like right now I'm like pretty open to taking it, but like it's not something I would do like today, I guess,
type thing. Want to do more research about it.
But I mean, I don't know. It's like vaccines. I guess whenever they've made vaccines, like there's always going to be that unlike known portion of it, I guess. Like especially when it first comes out, like when they're fighting like smallpox, like.
Yeah.
I'm sure people were like, hell yeah, like, give me that vaccine.
Yeah, you know? Sure.
I think we also, like, not to undermine COVID, but, like, it is kind of a good thing that it's not, like, a 5% mortality rate, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like 1% is terrible, and, like, 1 out of 100 to me is, like, that sucks, like, someone's dying type thing. But, like, you know, we have had all these deadly diseases in the past that are, like, you know.
I think worse, about, like, the Black Plague that came out, and they didn't even know what science was back then.
Yeah.
And people were just dropping, like, birds.
Yeah.
Like,
they're like, well, it was probably this witch, so we'll just drop her in the lake. And yeah, so.
It's just
problem solved, right?
I don't know. Oh,
it was rats,
God.
I think, right? Like,
yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
Which is also just disgusting.
Yeah.
Like,
their living conditions are probably not the best back then.
Probably. You got to think that's true. A lot of people are asking about when we're going to drop this mixtape.
Very soon. No, we haven't started doing anything for it, but
no, we hadn't.
This seems like a setup, right? Like
it
we can
is.
Make music with this.
Yeah, just get somebody that can get some beats going.
Yeah, man. I would love to. Besides doing a podcast, I've always wanted to make a song.
Yeah.
So.
Even if it's something that only we hear and we never release to the public, it would just be cool to like throw it on like in a party and people be like, "Jamie, is that you?"
I want to ride around listening to my own music.
Yeah, like, that'd be a lot of fun. Because there's like this like almost like, it's not like. Especially with hip hop, and I didn't even write music down on this list, but we probably should talk about music.
I love to talk music.
You love music.
Yeah.
Hip hop has that like, what's the word? Like the societal view, or the bad reputation of like, if you came to your parents were like, "Mom, I'm dad. I'm gonna be a rapper."
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
you're gonna be a failure.
But like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But like, if you go to your parents, are like, "Guys, I want to learn the guitar and kind of like try to start singing some bars or something," they'd be like, "Okay, maybe take some guitar lessons or whatever." There's just like this mindset that comes with hip hop. Like Catherine, I was like, "Me and Jamie are gonna drop a mixtape," and she was like, "Please don't." And I was like, "Why not?" She was like, "Then I'm gonna be dating a wannabe rapper." And I was like, "I don't. I mean,
No, I will be a already rapper at that point.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a wannabe rapper right now.
Once we drop that mixtape.
Once we drop that, yeah, it'll be official.
Yeah, you're right, though. I think it's gotten better, especially because now you can see almost the instant success of people, even besides rapping, like just social media stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think people are more open to that. But yeah, you're right. It's a it's kind of like if someone who like wasn't a very good athlete was like, hey, I want to be an NFL player. Like people be like, all right, well, pick something more realistic.
Yeah.
You know? Like just like, you know, try to like pave something in your own lane. So maybe if like a kid had been like singing since they were like a kid.
Yeah. I feel like Justin Bieber that's been like posting singing like, videos on YouTube that for like 5 years and then finally like Ellen sees it and then you're famous.
Yeah.
Which by the way, wouldn't it suck to like owe Ellen everything?
Owe her your fame.
Yeah. Owe her your fame. Like I would not be famous if it wasn't for Ellen and Usher.
How do you come back from that, right?
No, you can't. I don't know if you can.
Yeah.
What's your 2020's over? We're in 2021. Mm-hmm. So first of all, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, yeah.
It didn't even start with that.
Today's the second, right?
Today is the second, yeah. Nice. Transparency. Cool. From the people.
Oh, is that
I mean, like no, but like I think I've said before that like I highly like pre-record these just so it's kind of fun to see them drop like a TV season. Yeah. And so like, you know, if God forbid something happens and I can't record or something, there's at least like a couple weeks of backlog.
That's really smart because I feel like most podcasts, they are like record and then put it up like the next day or something like that. So like it's good to have like.
I do that for the Binge Boys just because it's like super current on like what's going
on. That's true. Yeah.
But for this one, like I could just. You know, I could take a summer off and that whole summer just record shit and then just like the next season have off just because I air like this is the third episode. I've recorded the first three and like I have lined up to record 4, 5, and 6 the next like 2 weeks.
Nice.
And season two. Nice. 4, 5, and 6 won't even drop until April.
Gotcha. Okay.
So like cool. I at the same time, like I like pre-recording them because it's less stress on me. But at the same time, I hate it because if there's like a really good conversation I'm having with someone like this one, like I want to be able to listen to it now tell people like, yeah, I recorded with Jay. Like Jordan's like, when are we going to be able to listen to it? I'll be like, well, February something.
2022.
Yeah, exactly. You'll be able to listen to it when you retire.
but that's good. You have, you know, kind of one of each. Like you have that, you know, Binge Boys you can do like, as you go and then ones that you can sit on. So
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. I like that.
How did, I know. And I was actually, you know, I was listening to that episode with Pearson, but I did want to ask you a little bit about like, so you're at Quickly now, that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. Right? So how are you like that? How's that going?
Yeah, it's great. It's a really big transition from working at like Holder, which was like a well-established company with 1,000 or so employees versus Quickly. That's 4.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a leap of faith type thing, right? Like,
yeah, okay. Very, very much so. I took a huge pay cut to work in something that I actually like. I mean, not that I didn't like Holder, but Quickly is more in line with social media and media in general and just stuff like that. So it's a good opportunity, and I really thank those guys for taking a leap of faith on me.
Awesome.
It's fun, though. Like, the day-to-day, it's like it's different.
Yeah.
Because, like, just like I did with Holder, you probably go to work and you know what you're going to do.
Yep.
Like you have a pretty set expectation. I mean, things might change.
Absolutely, yeah.
But like, and people like ask me what like my title is at Quickly. And it's hard to say because like at a startup, everyone's kind of doing everything. Mm-hmm. Like I'm trying to do sales. I'm not that great of a salesman right now, but like, I'm also like setting up like our social media practices and kind of our branding booklet, like to show like what you can do with our logos and what you can't, or like stupid stuff. Like what holidays do we have off? Kind of like doing like all of like the back work,
kind of like administrative stuff,
kind of
like setting up,
setting up the company essentially. That's so cool. So it's interesting. I'm usually pretty busy, but it's cool. I kind of have more freedom.
Yeah. And it's kind of like love what you do and you'll never work a day in your life type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I
respect that though. That's really cool to, especially taking a pay cut to like try to follow your dreams a little bit more and like do something you love.
Keep it more in line with what I like to do.
Yeah. Respect for sure.
Yeah. Thanks. It was a leap of faith. I was very scared at first. Still am kind of scared.
Yeah.
But I get to work with some really, really awesome and really inspiring people. So that's all that matters, really. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's a great experience. Even if Quickly is something I don't do forever, I'd like to.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like to. You never want to get a job and be like, well, this will do for 6 months. Like, yeah, you know, yeah. I always
hold me over.
Yeah. I always go into something kind of thinking about the long run. Like, I'm going to be there for quite a while.
Gotcha. Cool, but, man.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm happy for you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. You kind of flipped the script and interviewed me for a second there.
That was something I was like, I never talked to you about since you like made that. Cause I was
true,
like,
cause it did happen over the past couple of months. Yeah.
I'm like, cause I know you own Watchdog Media. Like that's your thing, right?
Yes.
And now, but now you, is that under Quickly at all or no?
No, it's okay. A separate entity.
Okay, cool. So I was just trying to like keep all that.
Yeah. Stuff. Thanks for trying to keep up and ask about it.
Yeah, man.
A lot of people, you know, you see a lot of people and they'll be like, oh man, Jamie, how's it going, dude? Like you bump into your friend at the bar and you're like, yo, you're still doing that thing, right? I've been trying to follow it, man. I'm so sorry. Like that's the thing I hear all the time when I see people and they're,
they'll say, get that a lot. With that recent
thing. Man, I really wanted to listen to that thing. I just haven't had the time. I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking like, you have plenty of time.
Yeah.
You're driving in the car.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing, man. I'm recording these so people can listen to them wherever they're working, they're driving, they're showering, whatever.
Whenever, yeah.
You got plenty of fucking time.
My favorite time is at work for sure. But certain things, you know, like I don't know if you're ever like doing something like typing something and then you're like, I just like,
you're just like, pause, shut up. Pause. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I got to like focus on this.
Exactly.
But that's the same with music and stuff too. So anything with words, like I can't like, I'm a bad multitasker. Mm-hmm. Like ask anyone I know, they'll tell you that. And anything with words just like throws me off. I can't follow like two conversations. Like if someone's talking to me and like, I don't know, I just can't do it. But so sometimes I'll do like, have you ever heard of those like lo-fi, like,
yeah,
those like YouTube stations or whatever? Yeah. I'll listen to those. Like when I'm like, I used to do it a lot when I was studying in undergrad and sometimes even to go to sleep too. Cause there's like no words. It's just like a soft,
it's
like,
just like a soft beat. Type thing.
So yeah.
Are you getting your master's right now?
Yes.
How's that
almost
going?
Almost done, actually.
Really?
Me and my brother are both doing it at the same time. Like shout same out to program.
Clint.
Yeah, shout out Clint. and so I should be done in July, actually, assuming I can get these classes and I don't like fail anything. But I've been doing pretty good so far, so I don't think I will.
What are you getting your master's in?
It's a dual degree for an MBA and MSIS.
Oh, okay.
So information systems, business admin.
My minor was information systems.
Okay,
from Kohl's.
Yeah. Cool. I did. That was actually my minor with finance.
Really?
I was kind of like, oh, yeah, let me have a little tech like side to it. But like information systems is very like surface level tech, you know, it's kind of just, but it's cool. It's how like business and technology, I guess, like, works together, which is something I am. That's kind of where I want my like career to go eventually is that kind of like communication or collaboration between companies. Yeah. Like company processes and like technology and stuff.
If I could snap my fingers right now, what would your job be?
Well, long-term, like dream job goal is be a professor. Like
that's really?
I would love to do that. I don't know if I want to go get a PhD to do it.
Do you have to get your PhD to be a professor?
I think it depends on the school. I've done very like surface level research with this. I haven't looked too far into it, but I believe you can be like an assistant professor with the graduate degree. So maybe like in the future I might do that. Like, you know, if I don't ever get a PhD, I'll just be like, maybe if I retire or something, I can be an assistant professor. I just think I'd love to do that. I've had a lot of kind of teachers make me feel like I'm doing the right thing, like, you know, maybe in the right class, maybe in the right course or whatever, just because, you know, the way they talk about it and stuff. So to have that kind of impact on someone would be good. Definitely have had a lot of teachers that have made me think about things differently and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
that's how you know, because teachers also, like, you hear, especially professors, you hear like the stereotype that a lot of them are just there to collect a paycheck or whatever. You do have those like every once in a while, like professors that really just hit the nail on the head for you. And you're like, damn, these guys know what they're doing. They care about what they're doing. Like
they care about
kudos
the kids,
to them. They care about the kids' success. Like huge shouts to those people.
Yeah.
I know you'd probably be one of those guys.
Thank you. That's my goal. I don't want to be that guy that like everyone's like, oh, don't take him, like type thing. You know, but
that you're right, my professor review is maybe, just dog shit.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I can get the chili pepper on there too.
I never would have taken you as a guy who wanted to be a professor.
Yeah, I don't know like no when I came up with that. No, you're good. It's not I probably don't know. I mean, I may not even be great at it, who knows, but I think usually when I like present stuff I can do like a decent job of helping people understand stuff. And one thing about being a teacher is like you can know your shit, but you know being able to help someone else learn it is like an entirely different game, you know. That's why they have like degrees for people to learn teaching strategies and stuff. So I don't know how easy it'd be, but yeah, I was gonna say with the good professor thing, it's cool. Like I've even had teachers be like here's my contact information, like anytime ever in the future, like, you know, like you taking my class is like a like for life type thing. Like,
wow.
Yeah. So
like, those are the people that you, you heavily fuck with. Yeah, those are the kinds of professors we're talking about. Yeah.
And they'll say that to their whole class too. Like, not even just like, you know, and I'm like, wow. Like, and I've hit up teachers in,
really?
In the future before, usually about like trivial things, like whatever, but they're always very responsive. So I respect that. They just want to help people.
Huge shouts to them. Yeah.
Shout outs. Yep.
Wow.
But yeah, that would be my dream job. Realistic job. I don't really know, man. Like, I don't even know what all is out there. Like, I kind of did this degree because I was working at KSU and it was free. Like, it's paid for by KSU. And I didn't know what I want to do right when I graduated. I couldn't find like all the right,
it's
mostly like sales jobs and stuff. And I was like, I don't want to like go cold call people and stuff. With no, you know, whoever's doing that, no problem or no,
it's hard as hell.
Yeah. It takes a lot. It's just, I'm not,
to me,
I can't do that. So
I'm not good at it.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
right now, for with more practice, because like the guys that I work with, they could just pick up the phone and sell something instantly.
Yeah, it's
and
it's
a crazy
personality trait. Yeah, most like people can just sell shit. Like some people are just good at it. Yep. So that's not me. But I went back to school. I probably could have looked harder and maybe found something. But I feel like this will give me more like options. And
I like to,
you
know, think
I don't
so.
Ever have to go back and do it if like I need to. It's like, oh well, to get to this step in this company, you have to have this. So I'll have that already checked off, I guess. Type thing.
True. True. I want to get my master's so bad.
Really?
I've really been thinking about it the past like couple months and kind of just done little research here and there, but I just don't know where, or I'd probably go to KSU. I mean, I got my undergrad there.
Yeah. Like marketing or
I would probably try to steer into like media or marketing or mass communication or even film.
Yeah.
I know getting a film degree is like, I've heard some people say it's stupid because like, what are you going to do with a film degree?
Yeah.
But like, I love film.
Yeah, you're definitely passionate about like
it
the
would really
media
just,
and stuff.
But if I told my parents, like, hey guys, I'm going to go back to school. You guys want to help me? And I'd be like, yeah, what's your degree in going to be? And I'd be like, film?
Yeah.
And he'd be like, okay.
No.
Yeah. But I don't know. I've never asked seriously, but I've really thought about it. And I looked at SCAD, but I had no idea that SCAD was insanely expensive. Holy shit. Man. Why is it so expensive?
I don't know. I'm guessing they have tons of like equipment and like property and shit that you can use.
I did a deep dive on their website last week and I was like, I didn't know it was this expensive, but also like these guys got some resources.
Yeah, I bet that's like, it's probably a justified expense, I guess. Like, yeah. I mean, colleges can be a ripoff in many ways, but like if you have like access to like facilities or like equipment that like, you know, you need for that kind of media like film job, then that's probably worthwhile.
Yeah, it also just sounds cool to be able to hang your master's up in your office.
And the cool thing with mine is I'll get 2 degrees.
Oh shit!
Since it's a dual degree, yeah. So I'll have two like.
So you'll have diplomas. Your undergrad and you'll have or your undergrad, your undergrad, and then the 2 diplomas for your master's.
Yeah, two. Yeah,
that's tight.
2 diplomas.
So does that mean are you taking double classes then?
Kind of. It's so like an MBA I think takes 2 years if you take like. What is it, like 3 classes a semester, I think? No, 2 classes a semester. So mine is a MBA MSIS, and it takes 2 years if you take 3 classes a semester, including, like, summer. So, like, summer, spring, fall. It's a little bit, it's more credit hours, but it's less credit hours than if I did them separately.
Mm.
So they kind of, like, because it's, like, a structured dual degree, they kind of, you know, I guess, axe out a few classes or whatever because they know you're going to take this one and that other program or whatever. So,
gotcha.
Pretty good.
Gotcha. Jamie, at the, towards the tail end of the conversations that I have with these people, I ask them all the same 10 questions.
Okay.
And they kind of just, I chose these 10 questions with the help of other people just because they're simple questions and they kind of like bring it all back. Like you could be Joe Rogan, you could be Barack Obama, you could be Elon Musk. Even if I was talking to those people, I would ask them the same same 10 questions that I'm about to ask you.
Okay,
just to remind everybody that I got to come up with a better way to like, introducing these questions, but we're all human. We all think the same. We're all out here just doing our thing. So here, are you ready for these 10 questions? I did not prepare you for these.
Yeah, I'm ready. I didn't know they're coming, but I'm prepared.
All right. Way. Bet. They're easy questions. They're like first date questions.
Okay.
So what was your first ever job?
First ever job. That was at KSU.
Really?
My only jobs have been at Kennesaw State. So I don't know if I got into that too much, but I worked part-time at the bookstore.
Yeah.
And like I was saying earlier, like in high school, I was looking for a job. Like I would apply at like fast food places, Publix, Kroger, like everywhere. And like no one would hire like a non-18-year-old, I feel like.
Or whatever. That's true.
So
yeah.
Now I feel like I see like signs at every place like hiring.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, not back then. So yeah, part-time freshman year, KSU bookstore. And I worked there about 4 years until I graduated. So
Wow. Shouts to KSU.
Yep. Shout out.
They're KSU. Getting plenty of, should get them as a presenting sponsor. That'd be tight. Yeah, KSU on. Wants to funnel me money, please. That'd be tight.
I'll see if I can check my connections.
Check it. If you were an animal, what would you be?
That's a good question. I'm going to say a hawk. There's a lot I could choose from. I think it'd be cool to be like a tiger, a lion, a kangaroo. But
kangaroo? Yeah, hold up, what?
They're like my favorite animals. And yeah, or they've just always been.
I mean, they're awesome animals. Yeah, dude. But like,
they can box. Like,
you don't want an animal that'll run up on you like that.
Yeah, but
that's tight.
But I think flying would just be like a sensation like no other. So and you like can't really get that unless you're a bird. Yeah. And then hawks can fly like, you know, like 100 miles an hour or something like that. So.
They're also like top of the line predator for birds.
Exactly.
Too.
I won't be eaten by anything else. I might get hit by a plane. But,
yeah. Might get sucked into a jet engine every once in a while. But other than that, you're pretty good. What's the best? Oh, we never talked about music, but we could stem off this question. Okay. What's the best concert you've ever been to?
I actually have not been to a ton of concerts.
Okay.
Oh, you're about to say I haven't been to one.
I thought you were about to say I haven't been to a concert. I was about to be like, no fucking way.
I think I've been to only like two, though.
I've been to like three.
Okay.
So. Did you go see Wiz Khalifa at KSU?
No, dude. I wish
Oh, dude, that was so tight.
Yeah, I heard that was awesome.
That was so much fun.
That was like a legit concert at KSU, too. Yeah. Because like all the ones since then, I feel like have been like... God. I mean, you know, we could have got Travis Scott. He was on the ballot.
Oh, I heard that.
And they voted like Jesse McCartney or something like that.
Oh, that's such bullshit.
Yeah, I was pissed. That was before Travis Scott was like huge, though.
Yeah.
So same thing with I knew who he was.
With Wiz, his opening acts were Ty Dolla Sign, kind of when Ty Dolla Sign was kind of coming on the cusp, and Lil Baby.
What?
He performed like two songs.
I didn't know that.
I remember when he came out, I was like, Lil Baby, what?
That's crazy because Lil Baby didn't blow up for like 4 years after that or something. Mm-hmm. Like, really?
Damn, yeah.
That's dope.
He performed like two songs. And that was it. And I had never heard of the guy. One of them might have been My Dog.
That's My Dog. No, wait. Different song.
Maybe. Yeah, that song. Okay. That's My Dog.
Yeah. That's My Dog. Yeah.
That's My Dog. And I remember at the time thinking, this guy's trash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's your favorite artist of this year? You have one? We just did our top 10 albums of the year and songs of the year over on the Binge Boys, so you can check that out, too.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. We'll do. I guess. And going back to concert real quick, I've only been to a Future concert, but like I think Young Thug was there and a couple other people. And then I went to a Logic concert that had NF open up actually.
That's
and that
cool.
was pretty cool.
How was Logic live?
He was awesome. He was good. He was really good. He got the crowd hype. I was kind of not in like the right state of mind to enjoy that concert to the full extent. So I was like it was just but it was good. It was good. I was just like kind of like not like in the right set.
When did you see Future and Thug? Was it a couple years ago?
Yeah, it was like 2017. I think it was like right after we graduated, or I graduated. Me and Wolpe at the same time.
Okay, because I saw Future and Young Thug like 2 years ago, like in 2019.
Yeah, I think it was before that. It was okay. But it was at Lakewood, I think, or was that?
That's where mine was too.
Maybe it was the same one.
Maybe it was the same one. I don't know. It was right after they dropped. After Future dropped the double album Hendrix and Future, you know, the yellow cover and then the white cover.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So he performed. It was like when Mask Off was really popular.
Yeah, that's he played Mask Off at that concert.
Yeah. Okay, then we might have been at the same concert.
I swear I was like, that was like 2018 at the latest.
Yeah, 2018 at the
Maybe
latest.
It was 2018 then.
Though. It might have been.
Yeah. Huh.
Shit.
That's tight. I went with like a big like group of people. It was like. Really? Like Wolpe and Tyler and a bunch of Tyler's friends. And Madison was there. I'm trying to remember if anyone
I
else
think
was.
You guys went to the same concert as me. Or maybe were there two nights? I think you guys went to one of the nights and I went to the second night.
That's possible
I think
too.
That's how it went.
That's wild though. That's funny.
Because I remember Jordan was like, I really want to go and I think my friends are going that night, but you're going the second night.
I'm trying to remember if Jordan was there.
I don't think he ended up going.
Yeah, I feel like he didn't.
Flake.
Good times though. That was yeah. that was fun.
That was a fun concert.
I'll say that one was my favorite one. Just because like it was just there's so many people and like it was really hype and stuff like that. So
I downed a Four Loko in the parking lot.
Nice.
That was the only time I'd ever had a Four Loko.
Yeah.
And I was like, I really want to get drunk for this. It was horrible.
Yeah. The
but
only
I got
Four
sloshed.
There you go. Four Loko is trash, except like the gold one tastes all right. But no, so like I was gonna say I was just like really like I had eaten an edible before that Logic concert and it was just
yeah.
Like, that's why, like, it was too much.
Want to know a fun fact about me and edibles?
Yeah.
the first time I ever had an edible, I think was at a party with like a bunch of you guys, and like Will was there, and Will brought edibles.
Yeah, I was at the Logic concert with Will.
And I didn't, oh, he asked me to go to that concert too.
He made the edibles and they were extremely good.
And I was at this party with all y'all, and Will was passing out these brownies, and I had no idea it was an edible. So I just downed the bitch. Okay. Like full blown. No, just ate. I had no idea it was the edible. Yeah. Will was just like, hey, I got brownies. And it was like before I really knew Will. So I was like, okay, bet. This guy's got brownies. I like this kid. And then like Will turned around and he was like, where's your brownie? I was like, I just ate it, dude. It's a brownie. And he was like, oh God. You're about to start tripping balls.
That is great. I've never heard that story before.
Yeah, man. I don't know even know if he remembers it, but I remember taking it from him. And
he drugged you.
He did drug me.
How'd you feel?
High as a kite.
Like in a good way or like?
Yeah, like okay. In a good way.
That's good.
It was the only time I've ever had an edible.
I've had bad experiences on edibles. That's why I say that. Just because it's hard to get like the potency right, I guess, mm-hmm. or whatever. So
yeah.
I've gotten two.
Yeah.
Two up there.
Kind of just like.
They're fun. I usually. Yeah, exactly. And that's how I was at the Logic concert.
Really? Like, you were kind of tripping like, balls yeah, and like kind of not. So I was just
like, I was trying to like vibe with it, but like I felt like I wasn't even on rhythm and like I just like couldn't get right. I don't know. It was weird. But yeah. Oh, and you said favorite artist this year, right?
Yeah, favorite artist this year, 2020. Or just maybe 2020 music in general.
You know, I really liked Lil Baby this year. I feel like he just kept putting out fire. That album he came out with.
My Turn.
Emotionally Scarred is like my song of the year.
Really? My song of the year is also off of My Turn, and it's No Weep Sucker.
It? Oh, okay.
With Moneybag Yo.
Yeah, that
song goes.
Moneybag has been putting out some good shit too.
He made two songs on my list this year.
Really?
Yeah. The other one was actually on his album. The song's called escaping me on the top of my head, but it's also featuring Lil Baby. It's almost like Moneybag Hop on Babies.
Oh, I know what song
it's
I'm so bad with song names. If I heard it, I would be like, boom, it's the song I could
see. But it was
No Cut, is that it?
Oh, where is it? Songs. You Played.
Oh, okay.
Bitch, You Played.
Yeah. That sounds familiar. I don't know why I can't think of that one off the top of my head either.
Yeah. Moneybag Yo did some.
They do like several songs together. I think they have even more than that. Like I think they have a few more.
They've got a good chemistry.
Like maybe last year or something.
Yeah, I really liked that Lil Baby song that he put out about like Black Lives Matter and stuff. Like I forget what it was called. Like the Bigger Picture.
Bigger Picture. Yeah.
That was a really good song.
That was dope.
Because a lot of artists put out like their versions of like the Black Lives Matter movement and stuff. And some of the songs weren't that good.
Yeah.
But then like some of them, like Lil Baby song was really good.
It was good. It was real.
The music video was really good.
Very, too. Yeah, it was very powerful. And very like, you know, I think a lot of people were kind of like surprised by how like lyrically like talented that was, I guess. I don't know, like not that he doesn't have good lyrics, but like that was like a storytelling song type thing. So that was really dope. And yeah, the video was dope too. So
yeah. Who else you got for this year? Who was on your heavy rotation list?
I kind of like check my like
Spotify. Yes, check out pull up that Spotify.
I'm so bad at like remembering things like top of my head. I'll just go like, let me look at my liked songs and see like the most recent stuff I got here.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on LTE. Okay. RIP MF Doom. He died. I don't know if you know who he is. He's kind of like, I think he's pretty popular, but I think he's more like underground
really?
Rapper. He's like guys like wore this mask, and I didn't listen to him that much too. I just heard he passed away. So, Kid Cudi's album was dope.
Oh, I loved Kid Cudi's album.
Did you listen to Playboi Carti's album?
My brother and sister stan Playboi Carti. I have no idea why, dude, because I can't listen to him.
His songs are either like hit or miss for me.
Like it's like, like, that's what he sounds like when he's rapping.
That sounded like the kid from Wild Thornberry. yeah, he definitely has a like babyish voice sounding. He has this song called like, it's called like, people nicknamed it Kid Cudi. I think it's unreleased, but like there's like a snippet from that's always played, and I was hoping it'd be on the album, but it wasn't.
Kid Cudi's album I loved.
Yeah,
I'm not even a Kid Cudi fan, really. I mean, I like Cudi. Day and Night and like Pursuit of Happiness and stuff, like some of his classics. But I've never like really followed him. But damn,
man, high school like Kid Cudi, like Man on the Moon, that was like my shit. That was like what I listened to like religiously. But yeah, everyone, even people who aren't big fans of him, really liked Man on the Moon 3.
Yeah, I mean, it makes me want to go back and listen to like in full Man on the Moon 1 and 2.
You should. Check it out, especially if you haven't before. It's been a while. That's what I did.
It's been a long time.
I did that before the album came out. Listen to 1 and 2, just to like make the whole journey, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know. I think at the very last song, he's like,
There's more to come.
Yeah, it's like a like weird that. Like whisper like voice. Yeah, but like I thought coming. Before. Yeah.
Or something like that.
But I thought before it was supposed to be like the end of the trilogy. So I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe he's just dropping more heat in 2021.
Yeah. That's what we can hope for. Do you know who Chef G is?
Yeah, I've heard the name.
Dude, he's put out some good stuff this year. Yeah. So I'll definitely say him. And let me see if I can find one more person to shout out here. Oh, Jack Harlow, man, that's my guy.
Dude, his album was great too.
Yeah, I need to listen to it again because I played it one time through and maybe listened to a couple other songs more than once, but I definitely have to listen to it again. It was a little bit different from his. I mean, a lot of the songs are styles he's had before, but there's only like one song that was like real like hard rap. I feel mm-hmm. like, and that was a song with Lil Baby.
Yep.
And maybe another one, but yeah, it was good, man. I've been on his way for a while, so it was cool to see him kind of blowing up and stuff.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, he can credit a lot of his success this year to TikTok.
Yeah, really? His song,
What's Poppin' was circulating on TikTok like crazy.
Apparently people thought he was, or were surprised that he was white. Like, no one, like people on TikTok.
I was.
Yeah.
When I saw his album, and I was like, oh, shit, this dude's a white guy. Yeah, yeah. This guy fucks.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I feel like I got on a tangent, though.
So no, that's good. We wanted to talk about music. That's good.
Okay, good.
Dinner with three people, dead or alive. Who you got?
Oh, man. That's one I would like really need to think about. I'd probably come up with the best three people, but like just off the top of my head, I want Elon Musk because I feel like he could teach me like some things I couldn't.
Awesome.
Yeah. Like, this is going to sound like not corny, but I don't know what the word is. Like Joe Rogan would be cool too. I just feel like he's a good like conversationalist and wants to like, you know, I don't know. He just wants to learn things like constantly. So that'd be cool to
I want to be the next Joe Rogan.
Yeah, and I can see it in you. I think you got
you don't
it.
You don't have to do that right now. But yeah, that's kind of the dream goal there.
Yeah, man, for sure.
That's why I started this interviewing pod. I mean, the Binge Boys is fun, but
yeah, this is basically the structure of his.
Yeah, just kind of thing, talking so. To somebody.
Yeah, about what they do and stuff.
Yeah,
so cool.
Exactly.
And then three. I think it's only really cool. I'll say Mac Miller just to go musical again. You know, it sucks that he passed away, and I really, really liked his stuff. And I feel like he had an interesting mind too, like because the way his music's evolved and developed from like different kind of styles, and it's like just changed. I don't know. I feel like he has a lot of stuff he could talk about. And he also, you know, from his own words, had a lot of demons and stuff. So it'd be cool to just to like learn kind of what he's going through and. You know, what his thoughts are like, I guess. So, yeah, those are my three.
Those are good answers.
Thank you.
Fuck, marry, kill again.
Okay.
This time with queso, guac, and salsa.
Oh, okay. God, that's tough, too. Damn. Well, I'm going to marry queso. I would imagine most people
I think
say
that's
that.
The right answer.
Salsa or guac? I mean...
This is easy for me.
I'm going to say fuck salsa and kill guac. I actually like guac a lot, but it's the most recent out of those three. It's like the one I've got into most recently. So like, sorry, you just haven't been here as long, guac.
Yeah, but sorry, guac.
Salsa's been with my whole life. Queso has been with me before I was born probably, but yeah, I love queso.
Yeah, queso's the absolute best.
Taco Mac queso.
I was just about to say, you know what sounds so good right now is Taco Mac.
Taco Mac. We could go. Man.
You want to go?
I'm down.
Well, let's fucking go. Okay. One movie that you wish you could go back and watch again for the first time.
Oh, huh.
Or maybe even just a TV show.
Okay. Dude, TV show? Game of Thrones.
Like, I know your answer. Yeah, Game of Thrones. I knew
that
it.
That would be dope, man. That, like, there's nothing like that first watch, like, watching, especially the first, like, five seasons.
It's I know that you and I both know Jordan's thoughts on the way that Game of Thrones finalized.
Yeah.
Do you ride the train with him, or are you on the train with me that says, I think they did pretty well with what they had going? You know,
I'm on that train.
Thinking Benioff and Weiss kind of got giddy about doing their Star Wars trilogy, and they were told to wrap it up real quick, and they kind of just were like, shit, we were going to explore the fall of Daenerys over the course of like two seasons, but now we got to do it in three episodes.
Yeah, my only wish, like one, I wish they could have like made the last season longer. Even though they were like longer episodes, I wish they could have made like 8 or 9 or 10 episodes.
I agree.
And then two, like, I'm not like however a TV show ends, I usually try to take it with a grain of salt, because it's like, either one, it's going to be like the way everyone wants it in, and it's like, yeah, you're going to be happy, or two, it's going to be like kind of like a twist, or like something no one expected, and then it's like, well, like, I hate that this person died or blah blah blah, but like, at least it was something different. So like, I think it's good when people try to do something different, but it's also like, you don't want to only do that, I guess. I don't know. So like, when the whole Daenerys thing, her going mad, I think a lot of people were expecting that, because like, that's the whole Targaryen thing. Not to get too into like Game of Thrones like lore and stuff, but you know, they go mad or whatever. They're like crazy, I think, because of like incest or whatever it is. So I just wish people weren't like, I wish maybe I should have stayed off Twitter, but like, it was like everyone was calling everything. Like, everyone called the Arya kill, like her killing the Night King. Everyone called Daenerys going mad. So that kind of sucked. The one cool thing, I think, was like the way they made Bran like the mm-hmm. king or whatever. I thought that was dope. So I'm not, it's kind of hit or miss for me. It's not, yeah. Or it's kind of like 50-50, I guess. Like, I don't hate it, I don't love it. But it is what it is. I'm not going to like crucify the whole show.
So. I also wasn't a super fan of it. Like, I think you and Jordan were. Like, yeah. Jordan's like really obsessed with Game
yeah.
of Thrones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, I just saw it as like a casual viewer. Like, if you laid out all the characters like on photographs on this table, I could probably tell you five of their names.
Oh, okay.
Like,
gotcha. But you've seen all the episodes.
Yeah, right? I've okay. seen the whole show. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those shows that you can kind of like. It's a whole world, so you like a lot of people like get really into the wikis and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I know my brother's read all the books and stuff, so he kind of got into it. But yeah, it's good stuff.
Are you a big Harry Potter guy?
Not really. I
usually those go hand in hand, Game of Thrones and Harry Potter.
Yeah, I've actually witnessed that a lot. I read like the first like five or six books when I was younger. I think I'm just like Order of the Phoenix. I remember I stopped during mm-hmm. that one just because I think it was really long or something. Not that they all weren't, but and then I saw like the first like three or four movies. And it's good. It's good stuff. I don't know. I just like didn't keep up with. There's a lot of things that, like I haven't even seen all the Star Wars. Like,
really?
I don't know if I should say that out loud.
But, damn, Jordan's gonna come for your neck as soon as he hears this.
Or Lord of the Rings. So like, there's a lot of stuff. Like, I'm just kind of.
Hit the microphone. I haven't seen all the Lord of the Rings. I've only seen the Hobbit movies. Yeah. I actually read the Hobbit book.
Yeah, I read part of it. I'm bad at finishing things, man.
Bad at finishing the books there. Yeah. And here's this, like, when you're sitting down to watch a movie, or maybe even just go to the movies in the theaters, what are you getting? Are you getting anything, or are you just going in and sitting and watching?
Oh, like snacks and stuff?
Yeah, snacks and stuff.
Yeah, I'll usually bring something in. Like sneak some candy in. Sneaky or something. Boy. Yeah. I also love to have an icy though. Like, icy is like hits with the movie.
Oh
and
yeah.
Like, and, but really, like, I like icy or drink and like popcorn is like my shit. Like, yeah. If I bring candy in, it's whatever. But like,
just a basic.
I usually get same. A big like bucket big of popcorn. Maybe refill it once.
Throw the butter in it and everything. Yeah. Oh yeah.
The seasonings that they got there
makes me sad. I really miss going to the movies.
Yeah, man. I knew that was your shit.
I know, man. Sucks. It's really sad. And,
but like, they're open again, right?
It's just like kind of like slowly. Yeah. It's unfortunate.
I heard y'all talking about on one of your other podcasts how like, I think AMC is doing like group things. Like, you can rent out like a whole theater or something. Mm-hmm. So that could be kind of cool.
That would be tight. Like, for someone's birthday or something, just going to the movies and watching like, like, maybe I shouldn't say this on the pod, so maybe I'll just hold it. But then again, he'd like it. Like, going for somebody's like birthday to watch like Star Wars or something like Empire Strikes Back.
Who could that be?
Who could that be? What's your greatest fear?
Wow. Greatest
physical fear. Or... mental, I guess.
Kyle, that's a good question. I guess maybe I'll say like two, like physical. I'm not huge on heights. I'm also slightly like claustrophobic a little bit. Like,
really?
I don't even know if it's claustrophobia, like if that's the right thing to say, because I don't mind really being in a small space, but I don't like is like having like my arms bound or something. Like, if I can't move my arms, like, it like freaks me out. So if I was ever like a hostage and tied up, like,
that you'd be like having an anxiety again.
They might as well kill me, because I'm gonna be going like crazy. Mental, I guess, maybe just like the unknown. Like, there's so many questions about like life and stuff, and, you know, not to get into a rabbit hole, but like, you know, just what is what's true, and there's so many unknowns that like no one knows for sure.
You think we're in a simulation?
Yes.
Do you really?
No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, I was prepared to ask questions about it. I don't know.
I mean, there's all kinds of fun things to like think
Kanye
about.
Kanye says we're in a simulation.
Yeah, I think I heard him say
so
that.
So does Elon.
Really?
Yeah, I think he says
like
that
he, we're... like, actually he, thinks that, though.
Who knows? Mm. Do you follow him on Twitter?
Yeah, he's hilarious.
His tweets are fucking weird.
Dude, he's, like, It's so funny that he's like at his level of like success and he just like does.
Well, like it's because he's at that level of success that he does whatever the fuck he wants.
He made like a 69420 joke on there. He was because like there's another electric car like pricing their car at like a little bit like below like Tesla's, I think. And then Tesla's like, or he was like, our new price will be 69420. Someone's like, did Elon just make a 69420 joke?
Yes, so. He did. This is interesting. I don't know if I'm going to keep this question forever, but if all of a sudden, snap my fingers, all you can see is black and white.
Okay.
And you can only see one color for the rest of your life.
Besides black.
Besides black and white. What are you picking?
I feel like if you don't say green or blue, kind of like, I feel like it'd have to be green or blue, right? Like either like lush, like forest or like oceans. Like I would want to see one of those. Like that's the most nature. And then, but blue, you also see the sky. It would suck to see a gray sky, but I'm going to say green. Cause I think it,
that's every answer I've gotten so far.
Yeah. Just green. To see like trees and like leaves,
grass and shit.
Fuck. You can't see the leaves in fall, man. I don't know, but blue would be second up, but yeah, I'll say green.
Okay. Bet. Good answer. And then again, if I snap my fingers and we were transported to a specific time and place in history, where would we go?
This is cool. Cause I love like period dramas and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. I just like, I'm like, I love like just seeing like
menstrual cycles, periods.
No.
I'm just kidding. Okay. Every time someone says period, maybe it just shows that I'm immature, but every time someone says period, I'm like, oh, but
it's a good joke.
Can I cut that out?
Yeah. Oh man, so like maybe, and like now would I have to live there like the rest of my life?
No, like we're just traveling okay. to just check it out.
I would love to see like some medieval times, like type shit, like a knight fight or something like that.
That would be tight.
Yeah, so like either then or maybe like the early like industrial revolution, just to see like what life would be like back then. So
yeah,
it's totally kinda
like
different.
Great Gatsby type timeline, yeah, kind of like 1920s. Yeah.
I think of Peaky.
That's Peaky Blinders. I need to watch it. That. It's been on my list forever.
Yeah, man, you'll like it whenever you get to it. Definitely recommend it.
I heard the accents are super strong.
Yeah, like
they're super strong British accents.
Yeah, but it's not like it's like with the time though. So like it makes it's like if they had like any other accent, it'd be like, wait, what? Because like they're in wherever they are. Like,
yeah,
London and it's Ireland. I don't know. Somewhere.
Cool. Jamie.
Was that 10 questions?
That was 10 questions.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Logan, thank you.
Jamie, now's the time that if you have anything going on or if you want to plug your socials or anything.
Oh, okay.
And I know you're not huge on socials, but do you do Jive on Twitter here and there?
Yeah, JTeague95. If anyone wants to follow me on Twitter, it's actually most of my socials, JTeague95. Yeah. I like to tweet about sports and retweet funny shit. So yeah,
it's not JHIMES. That's not the handle.
Yeah. Oh, I actually like made that like a handle on something before. Not J Himes, but like Himes.
Yeah.
That would be my rap name.
I was just going to ask. So. Part two of like the rap question was like, what would our rap names be or mixtape name be?
Yeah.
I don't even know what it would be called. I think at one point we were like really drunk and we came up with a really good name, but I never wrote it down.
There was, because you wrote lyrics for a song and I feel like we had at least one song in mind, but I don't remember.
Yeah. I don't know what my rap name would be.
Whenever I try to write stuff, I just like that's what, like, because I've always wanted to make a song, but like I just can't come up with stuff, I feel like. So I don't know if maybe I would just need to like get in a booth and just start like,
I'd be like, the Migos would be like, dropped him off phone and I caught it. Yeah.
Caught.
Got it. But man, thanks so much for coming and being on here. Like I said at the top, you've always been someone I thought was really interesting and really cool and just easy to be around.
Cool.
So thanks for being here, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk to you about this. Talk about me, I guess.
Now I know shit about you, so now I can make good small talk in the same room together.
But it's been fun. I had a really good time doing this.
Awesome, so. Dude. Sweet. Stuff. Well, everybody, go check out Jamie on Twitter if you want to hear him talk about sports and retweet funny things.
There we go. That's it.
And
that's
only two things. Follow us on Instagram again, Logan's Sex Change. Logan's Exchange. Logan. Sexchange. And make sure you're subscribed on Spotify or Apple or wherever you listen to your pods. And we'll see everybody next time. Bye-bye.